Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our program, Nursing Home Show, tonight. I'm in for Suzanne. She's indisposed. And the theme tonight is turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and help the national debt. Now, we've all heard of that, the national debt. And most people have heard of the nursing homes, too. So we're going to talk about that tonight, how we believe, we at Inner Sight believe it can be remedied if the government would take certain steps. All right, we're brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And thank her for caring about my guide dog and the new harness and all the work that they're doing to preserve and save the Akita. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So if you want to send them something, check that out. Go to the website, BigEastAkitaRescue.com, I believe it is, and see all the beautiful Akitas that are looking for homes. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And let me give you the Akita number. First, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. That's 609-388-0444 on the BigEastAkitaRescue.com. And you can verify that number on their website. 388-7004, the correct number, 609-388-7004. All right, Inner Sight, we're without our regular engineer tonight, so we're on the Inner Sight hotline, where you can call in 631-224-3090. And Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. So that's what we're fighting for, freedom. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, my good friends Tom and Michelle. And I want to thank them for allowing us to use their facility for an up-and-coming benefit for Inner Sight. It'll be centered around safety at the service dog schools. And Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, catering, 631-286-0444. 286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And you'll see a great presence of Milton, the guide dog, when you're there. And if anyone would like to help bring about a day for Milton, we did it here in May. It was very beautiful and successful. We're looking to do it in other states. So a day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. You bring people together, and we'll certainly be a big part of that. And do our best to attend, of course. A Day for Milton. Proclamation from the town of Brookhaven here that could be used to bring about a Day for Milton. So anyone out there would like to help set up a Day for Milton, call us at the Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, or can send us an email, InnerSight, that's I-N-N like Nancy, E-R-S-I-G-H-T, one word, InnerSight like vision, 1620 at gmail.com. And we thank you. All right, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy over here in Islip. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And, you know, you need info about buying a house, sell a house, get some good information, mortgages and all that. Give Mr. Kennedy a jingle over there, 631-888-1186. And prayers for his wife, Doreen, who's going through a battle with cancer. All right. InnerSight Nursing Home Show tonight, and brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank you so much for your support. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, we thank you for your help. 631-880-7929 is the Silo, 880-7929, 631. And we'll be working with them in the near future on the first news conference on nursing homes to propose to give people the solution how these nursing homes can be turned into something a lot better. All right, we thank Silo. All the beautiful children of the world bring you InnerSight. We honor them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight remind you, and we are proud to have that saying and keep it in your heart. Go an extra mile for a child. We've all heard of the national debt one time or another. I didn't know how much it was, and I found out before I went on the air. $33 trillion. Trillion. A lot of money is being wasted with this government. The programs that aren't working, don't really help people, you know, and are outdated. Let me give you an example, okay? Well, we'll use the nursing home. That's tonight's show, for instance. All the money, the last figures we have, $192 billion spent a year ago on nursing homes. Now, that comes from the government, you know, the Medicaid, the Medicare and all that, and whatever money they can take from the individual. Your pension, whatever they can turn into money. You know, you have a car or you have a house or a condominium, whatever it is. They will take it. So look at all that money that is going into nursing homes because the government has declared that that's where a person has to go to die. I mean, you talk about religion. I wonder how many people in these nursing homes are opposed to that because of their religion. So we at InnerSight propose that people do a lot better in their own home. They have their loved ones there, that's fine. If not, they'd have to have other people who are being paid, people that are bonded and so on and so forth, and people who've shown in the past that they're reliable and caring. Now, you got to have money to get people like that. So one of the ways that the government can cut this spending to the nursing home, and I'm not an economist. I don't know how much this would affect the national debt, but I know $192 billion is a lot of money. One of the ways is to authorize the agencies. Somebody said to me, what agencies? I said, all of them. Every agency that's supposed to help the blind and the disabled and the elderly and so on, all of them, all these agencies, authorize them to be allowed to raise money to help people remain in their own home. And of course, you have to do this legally through legislation because of the way that this whole thing is set up. You have to remove that plague of, where you can't have anything extra if you're on SSI and so forth. That's got to go. All right. And let the agencies come in and raise the money for people in their community. See? In other words, in Suffolk County, the Independent Living Center would be allowed to fundraise to keep people out of the nursing home. Now, the government should be required to put up half. Of course, this is debatable. You know, this is our idea, but going forward, somebody may say less or whatever it is, but we believe at least half. In other words, if the agency raises $10,000 to keep someone in their own home, the government put up half of that. All right. You know, start the fund off. We're donating $5,000 to help this person. You have to raise another $5,000. And of course, all this is ballpark, and it's all subject to change and to update. Understand that, but the idea remains the same. In other words, the government and the agencies, instead of the government giving all this money to these nursing homes, they would be putting it in a fund for people. Let's say, all right, let's take yours truly. They'd put it in a fund for me to stay out of a nursing home and to bring help into my own home if I needed it, of my own choosing, and people who are responsible and reliable. So that money would be in a fund. And every couple of months or whatever it would require, you know, that money it could be added to. Now, if the person doesn't need the help, the money is there like insurance. In other words, it would remain in the fund. It couldn't be used for anything else. Just to keep the person safe and helped in their own home. Now, if this were to happen, or when this happens, I should say, more positive way of thinking, when this happens, there would be no more need for nursing homes. And then you could start the process of using them for something better. Not using them for people to die in. Use them for people to live in the form of accessible housing. And the agencies and the government should work the same way with the housing. Half from the government, half from the agencies. Now, I truly believe that if they work this right, eventually, you won't need any government money. But the government should always be there to fall back on just in case. They owe us. All right? But eventually, you could remove the government funding, you know, and if these companies that are profit-making, if they can raise billions of dollars, and there's so much corruption in that, why can't the agencies for the disabled raise that kind of money and use it, have it be there? Now, you got no more nursing homes. You got accessible housing being built, and you've got people who have a fund to remain in their own home. And that's the way we believe the whole system should work, with everything that a disabled person needs. You know, the wheelchair, everything. Half from the government, half from the agency. In other words, we then would control the situation a lot more, because the money would be going directly into an account for us to use if we have a need. Wheelchair housing, etc. So there's the solution. The difficult part is bringing it about, of course. But InnerSight has figured, or discovered, I should say, the solution. And we believe truly that it would work. It should be done on a pilot type of program. Try it. You know, try it out. Let's see how it goes. 820 New York, InnerSight. If you want to call in, we don't have an engineer. Call the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. Of course, our nursing home program. Now, some of the ways that this money can be raised, you know, you can bring back a whole different form, that is, a whole, you know, not the same way that it used to be, but a telethon. Bring back the telethon. Show the world, hey, the because of this new idea and the agencies and the people and the government working together. Look at all the people, and you can put as many on as you can, of course, who don't need nursing homes anymore, or who are able to pay for their housing, who aren't homeless or living in shelters. So you take that and you show it off. Of course, now you've got all this technology, you know, the YouTube thing comes out and Hollywood gets a hold of it, and now you've got benefits popping up all over to help. Oh, I want to help. My mother was in a nursing home or what. I didn't know what to do, you know. And people will come out of the woodwork and want to help, believe me. The nature of people. When I go out on to perform on the subway, and now I have the pictures and articles of Milton with me, the guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation. When I go out and tell people that Michelle, the blind woman, cannot get a fair hearing, they killed her dog, people react. You know, they don't know exactly what to do, but they'll give a donation. Now, that's in a small way. I don't ask them for money. I ask them to sign a petition. We have a petition for the service dog schools of 76,000 names. But they react. Now, take that idea. See? That's on a small scale. Take it. Blow it up. Put it on radio and television and a public service announcements, and people will come forward and say, "Hey, I can give you $10 million. I can write this off my taxes, helping the people to stay in their own home or whatever it may be, whatever." You know, however they want to direct, you know, some people may say, well, I want to give to help people with their housing. I want to give because now they don't have to go to a nursing home. Or I want to give to the service dog fund if people want to train the dog on their own. See? Now, the way this works, the money can be raised and put in, and people can tap into it and get the help they need. I believe the government would save millions and millions and trillions of dollars in allowing this idea to take place. And the best thing about it is you won't need these nursing homes anymore. Turn them into something better. Instead of a dying place, turn them into a living place, an accessible apartment housing. So that's our idea. And as I touched on it last night, I was talking about I would like to see all of these agencies come together. You know, whatever agency is out there supposed to help people, come together and send a message to the politicians. We don't want to do this anymore. We don't want to be a part of pushing people into nursing homes. We don't want these nursing homes to exist. And a lot of that, the motive for people to come across like that would be, hey, I don't want to go to a nursing home. You know, because how many people who work for these agencies will ultimately wind up in a nursing home, even if they have money? Because the nursing homes go after people with money. They like that. Now, another way that money can be saved is if a person has a family and the family now understands and knows, hey, there's no more nursing homes. You know, I gotta pitch in and help my grandma. And, you know, if the family is well off, the agencies can redirect that money to help someone else. There's all different kinds of ways that this makes sense and that it would help people. It's a whole new approach and idea. And like I said, it should be started as a pilot project. All right, in a sight. And hey, I got a good number for you here. You want to stay in shape, learn how to protect yourself, call Devin Fernandez, 314-445-3464. Devin Fernandez. Tell him you heard about it on Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the program. It's run by my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. If you have trouble getting around, let Gary know, and he might be able to have the food brought to your home. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All right, this is Inner Sight Nursing Home Show. Susan is recovering from the flu. Usually her show. I'm usually the co-host on this show. So, here tonight. And let's see, tomorrow night's show. Plenty of money being spent if you're sick, but it's not being spent to keep you healthy. That's tomorrow night's show. We'll talk about that and how that works. All right, Friday, of course, is the funnies. We're going to explain to you what stiffified means. Stiffified, yeah. Maybe we'll do it with the Sanford and Son, you know, the Red Fox, on Friday. Some cuckoo stuff Friday. Louie will be here, and we may get Dinnigan in here. Oh, we're going to get Dinnigan in here on the Christmas party at school. Boy, that was whacked out. So that's tomorrow night and Friday the rest of the week. Inner Sight, and watch our show tonight on your phone, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and then you click on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel at 11 tonight. Inner Sight nursing home show. And, you know, wouldn't it be really wonderful, grand, happy, blessed if or when there are no more nursing homes? You know, now you need help, whatever it is. The money is set up by the agencies and the government, you know. And it's funny, you know, sometimes when people have means, when they have the money to help themselves, funny how sometimes the family will come around because they don't have to, well, you know, they don't have to pay for it. Could bring them together more to help the individual, knowing that the money is already there. So there's another plus on this. Of course, you got to make sure there's built-in safety measures so that people are deterred from fraud and all that. That'll always be the case when you're dealing with money. But no more nursing homes. Person stays in their own home. Now they have a chance to get natural healing to extend their life. You know, for people who would need that. And for the many of doctors on the YouTube that are talking about that, but, you know, certain food, certain plants, supplements and things that you would never get in a nursing home. But you see, now because, and the law should specify, now because, or then because the money is being raised privately by these agencies, you know, and the government's putting up their share, the money is not controlled anymore by the government. So the individual could have the opportunity to say, hey, no, I don't want this doctor. I want a doctor who's going to use organic medicine without these horrible side effects. Now, you won't get that in a nursing home. That's for sure. So there's another advantage of the kind of situation that would exist were there no nursing home than a person was in their own home, where of course you're safer, cleaner, better food, a chance to work from home and do some work, and that will benefit the government, because when you work, you pay taxes. So there you have it. I don't believe that the money that the agencies donate and that the government donates should be taxed. They owe us that much. But any monies from when the person works, you know, the disabled person working out of their own home, yeah, that can be subject to the regular taxes. Inner Sight, 224-3090, Inner Sight hotline. If you're out there and trying to keep a loved one out of a nursing home, these programs don't work. They got to certify you every year and put you through, you know, and hope that you're going to remain on the program. Now, what's the purpose of that? It's stupid. You know, all I need to know is that the person is disabled and that they're still in the same situation that they were in last year. But you see, all the information that they're gathering on the person can be used and is being used to put them in a nursing home. That should be done away with. It's very undignified to treat people like that. And that's one of the things that is a horrible blow against those of us who are disabled, to be labeled like that and to, you know. And the government set it up like that. And we want to change it. We are changing it. And I hope I'm around to see it. 838 New York, Nursing Home Show, around the world. And I want to thank all of our friends, volunteers that help. I want to thank Andrea. Her son is autistic, for taking a picture today of my service dog and sending it over to the Akita Rescue. Thank you so much for that, if you're listening. All right, Inner Sight. How many people in this country live in fear and feel dejected because they don't want to go into a nursing home? They don't have any choice, especially where the family insist that they be put into a nursing home, or plays a major role in that. See, if the money was there, at least you'd have more of a chance to keep the person out of the nursing home. Because if you went to court, you could explain to the judge how the funding is there and how this person is going to be helped. And then, of course, eventually, these nursing homes wouldn't exist anymore. They'd have no reason to exist. They wouldn't be able to exist if we had help like that. If everyone had a fund set up in their name to keep out of a nursing home, you know, so every disabled person, if you become disabled, yes, then you fall into that category. But I'm talking about every disabled person, elderly person. If everyone had that fund set up and it was being fed by the government as need be and the agencies, I believe a judge would be hard-pressed to put that person into a nursing home. I mean, why put them into a place where they're going to die when now with this new idea they have a chance to live on? Doesn't that make more sense? Isn't that what life's about? Live as long as possible. Look at this guy who died, a friend of Warren Buffett, 99. You know, I don't believe he was in a nursing home. Anybody out there know Charlie somebody? I get the last name, but he was good friends with Warren Buffett. I don't believe he was in a nursing home. So, the whole idea to have the means available, you know, to have it as an insurance policy, and the agencies can make money on it. You know, if they're going to raise $20,000, let them raise $50,000 and put $30,000 in the pot. You know, that kind of situation. They do it. It's called development or fundraising. I know that it works because recently I just fought the housing people, the government. They raised my rent without notifying me, which is illegal. You know, they didn't send me anything that I could read or understand. So after insisting that I want this straightened out, that, you know, that I was going to make a big deal over it, newspapers and everything, and demand a hearing, they've now lowered my rent. Now, this is a government agency. It's part of Section 8. They have now lowered my rent, and we're waiting to find out if they're going to give me the back rent of which I paid into illegally, you know, not knowing that in other words, they illegally charged me. Because if I don't get that, I'm still going to get my hearing. But it shows you. See? Now, one of the things I said to them, I said, well, you have a development section in your agency, in other words, to develop. In other words, they're allowed to fundraise. They're not an independent living. They're different. They're part of Section 8. And I said, well, why don't you raise the money? I'm claiming hardship. Why don't you raise the money to help me with this rent? Now, they didn't. They said they would go and try to find out if that was possible. I never got the answer. But the answer is in what happened. They lowered my rent. See? Whether they got some of their donors to donate it or not, I don't know. Point being, the government can do this. They can modify the system. They can pass a law, a regulation, and they should. They figure it out, and they say, hey, look at all the money we can save. People don't want these nursing homes. They want to be in their own home. Let's get rid of them and let people do it on their own. You know, put up the we'll put up the half and work toward being phased out. It'll work. And because the government is involved in it, you'll always be able to get a fair hearing if you need one. So there's the gist of the idea of turning nursing homes into accessible housing and helping people so they don't have to go to a place to die and stay in a place where they can live for as long as whatever time they have. Isn't that what it's about? Inner Sight came up with the idea, and Inner Sight is promoting it. And Inner Sight is going to make it happen. Independent Living Center here, one of the sponsors on our show, they love it. They think it's a great idea. Because it does something to help people. Instead of giving them a place to die, it gives them a place to live. Now, who's going to argue that down? Politician, what congressman, what president of the United States is going to argue that down and say that an American citizen doesn't have the right to live as long as possible? I bet you they won't. They may come up with some other way to argue it down, but you know what? That won't work either, because it's the same conclusion. Stand with Inner Sight. United we stand. My friend Brandy likes that saying. United we stand. Sign the petition. Change.org. We only have about 400 names. We've got to build up that petition. And we're working on a way to do that, too. I don't want to talk about that because Suzanne's not on the show. But when she comes back on, we'll find out more about that. So, sign that petition. Put it on your social media. Help us get names. Let your congressman know you don't want nursing homes, you want accessible housing put in their place instead of nursing homes. And there's a great place to build them because all nursing homes are accessible. So you're ahead of the game right there. Yeah, the government made sure they were accessible. That way they know that they're going to take your money. All right, Inner Sight. And if you want to call in the hotline, go ahead, 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight hotline. And we determine to make this work, to keep it going, and to find ways to convince people that it's a much better idea. Living is better than dying. And there's the whole thing in a nutshell. You don't believe me? Just ask any squirrel, they'll tell you. Inner Sight, don't forget Friday night, the Funnies. Louie will be here, Jimmy Dinigan. Sweet Pepper Treat with some funny Christmas songs. A little DJ spot she does. And we'll have a lot of fun. Friday night, the Disabled Friendly Philosopher will be here. All right. So tune us in 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Friday night, Inner Sight. And I want to thank all of our friends, volunteers. I want to thank all the people who sometimes donate from the coffee bean here in town, local. Inner Sight marches on. We go forward. We are determined to bring about absolute freedom for everyone. You see, this nursing home idea, to turn them into housing, that takes a big burden off the taxpayer. And all the Medicaid money that's being spent, people pay taxes on that, you know. So there you have it. We're fighting for everyone. It's not just a disabled person. It's the family, it's the young people, it's the children who won't have to grow up with the horror of nursing homes hanging over their head. They'd be able to stay in their own home. And wouldn't that be beautiful? Not to have those horrible places. People get worse and worse and worse and go downhill and lose the will to live. And that means that all these assisted living places and independent living and whatever have you, whatever you have, will no longer be affiliated with nursing homes, because nursing homes won't be there. You know, you go into a rehab, right away they're pushing these nursing homes on you. Be in the world of Inner Sight that we want. So what will they do? Help a person get back to their own home. Doesn't that make more sense? Instead of promoting the nursing home, promote the person's own home you want to help. The rehab center or the hospital is an agency. Let them use it as a fundraising situation to help a person. They can make money on it. And that's the Inner Sight belief, and that's our way. And we thank you for signing our petition, change.org. So we'll be with you tomorrow night, live. Talk about how the money is there when you're sick, but it's not there to keep you healthy. Explain that tomorrow night on Inner Sight. Keep a listening. Be safe out there. Watch out for these crazy drivers. People drive too fast. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for signing the petition. And thank you for staying out of a nursing home. You need help with that? Call us. We'll do whatever we can to help a person stay out of a nursing home. Any way we can help. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Open up our website, innersight.info, on the website. You can catch us on YouTube. We got a couple of YouTubes up there. We're going to be doing some more of that. Thank you. Be safe, everybody. Inner Sight. Around the world means freedom. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.